You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
Right. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest.
We're
going to
still
show.
Do all this whole thing?
I
don't want to do this part anymore.
We have to just say our names and say who we are. There are some new people. Not everybody knows who we are.
Look, if you want to know who we are, we're two comedians and we host the damn funniest show about that round ball that you can't touch with your hands unless you play for Manchester City.
Rules a little bit different.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Whatever, bro. The league wants them to win, dude. You can't get in their way.
Why does the league want them? That seems like a strange narrative.
Money, bro. I don't know. Nobody wants Everton to win, apparently.
I think these refs, they're trying to get fired, okay? They're trying to give a reason for the FA to let them go.
Also, can we just, I want to point out something that somebody said in the chat, which is really, really important. You know, I normally don't like to get too serious, but why don't we do that real quick? Sam Esfahani said, subscribe to the Patreon. And really, when you think about important things that need to be said, I think that's part of it. That's one of them. Look, we're going to be saying a lot more important things today, but that is one of those things. So please do that. Thank you so much. Trevor Walter said, didn't hit the cuck field. No. We're waiting for that one. Shouts to Dom Dwyer, by the way.
That was a great, good on him. Great goal.
Yeah. Incredible too, if I'm not mistaken, right? You score too?
No.
He watched somebody else score another goal. He did, yeah.
A younger man.
I just want to say, if you are a fan of the way we do our show, and maybe you're not a fan of MLS, you probably should still watch the Tuesday show, because it gets just as well. And you're going to miss out on some inside jokes.
Right, and even we've gotten to the point where our friend Manjusandhu
is sending me predictions
for MLS.
For MLS matches. By the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but Manjusandhu, who oftentimes will be in our chat, this man should be gambling on sports because he is damn near automatic with his predictions. So if you happen to be friends with that man and he sends you, he'll just drop, you know, like full weekend predictions into my DMs, and I follow them, and I'm like, damn,
they're pretty accurate.
And when he's wrong, he's still kind of right about whether it's going to be like who's going to win or who's going to lose. Kid's killing it, man.
FanXY just said, was it a handball? It hit the weenus, which is the inner elbow.
That's not real.
Never heard that before.
That's not real. Is that the real name for it?
I'm pretty sure.
I've always called it the elbow armpit.
I've actually never called it inner elbow. Is probably what I would have called it. I've never had to refer to it in any situation.
Would it be called the Wieners ball? Was the final
great? It's a great question that we will do a deep dive into.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Thank you. We're gonna get all up in that Wieners, my friend. It wasn't a handball, guys. Rodri kicked it with his hands. Okay, Jamal London, he gets it.
Okay, this is an interesting take. I haven't heard this one, but
you know what? The rules are different in England. You know, all right. He was wearing a boot on his hand.
Should we just start there? Should we begin the show?
The show's already started.
I'm just saying, as far as the first topic to really.
It's the thumbnail. It's the title.
Was it a handball?
We've had a Guerrero rant. Should we do a Polanco rant?
This is
a crant.
You know, really crants my. You know, I don't know how to use this. Okay, so everybody saw it. You know, everybody. It's interesting because
for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Everton played Manchester City. Manchester City pretty much have the league locked up if they keep winning. Everton desperately need a win, and they were holding on for dear life. And doing
points.
We just need points.
Any points.
You were holding on for a hell of a draw.
Yeah.
And in the middle of said draw, something happened that would have brought Manchester City down to 10 players, and Everton would have stayed at 11. So really, if you adjusted based on the quality of the players, that's Everton with 4 and Manchester City at 10 players with about 39. So it still would have been difficult. But it would have afforded you a better opportunity to win. And then the ball hits Rodri in the inner arm, below the sleeve, below the upper arm, where we are told that is no longer a handball infraction. Supposedly, I saw the report, the announcers talking about how it was a offside on Richarlison.
Right.
So that it disqualified the handball. But then Frank Lampard, who's the manager of Everton, came out and said,
"You ever heard of him?"
Yeah, he came out and specifically said he was told by the officials that it was not offside. So what the hell is going on?
Right. So, and just to correct what you said, this was Manchester City had already scored about 3-4 minutes prior.
Right.
Phil Foden scores a deflection. Michael King can't get his foot on the ball. Foden.
Absolutely hilarious.
In. Yes. It's
hilarious.
Comical, which is what we're, this comical defending when
Unless
it comes
you're
to
Everton fan. I feel like you're not really getting the joke.
It's, we're used to it, but yeah. Outside of.
Is it punching down? 100%. Really, but is it funny? Yes.
Outside of that. Error or mistake or just deflection. It was unfortunate. Goal was given up. But this handball, which was brutally obvious, and
it went to VAR.
It was checked by VAR, yes, and it was deemed inconclusive. But everyone, I've spoken to people that were at the ground looking right at it.
He spoke to Mr. Premier and Mrs. League, and they said...
Okay, we had a wonderful dinner. She's a great cook.
Yeah. By the way, Bobby Wieners was there, and he said he had nothing to do with it.
I mean, Wieners, I know what you're up to.
Come on.
But I was told it was 100% clear as day, handball, at the ground, people right there, it was clearly visible. So,
is this what you're talking about? Your Everton group chat,
my Everton group chat,
which, by the way, okay. What are the odds that they would say this was able? But honestly,
I got
anyone,
boots on the ground.
Yeah. All no, right. Look, I have a group chat with two blind guys, and they said it was a handball. So I can only tell you,
man. So yeah. You know,
and they're both referees for the Premier League, by the way. So I mean, they're important people.
So it was pretty clear. And then, look, Aussie AB is in the chat right now and mentioned, Aussie AB tweeted at me because I was upset with this call.
Which, by the way, Aussie AB said he couldn't be a part of this. And look at that. He's here.
Look, it says, Aussie AB says, lunch with the Cooligan. So I'm glad it worked out.
Also, Nick Sin said, looks like you guys are secretaries at an office building, which no one's getting in. No one's being routed to their meetings.
So the Aussie AB tweets at me, said like, hey, I think there was an offside call, right? And then so initially I could understand if there was an offside call and there was a possible offside, that then this handball probably, you know, it never gets to the point where we can even call the handball.
It discounts the handball because the play should have been dead at the offside.
But when you see the line, NBC Sports tweets out the image with the line and shows Richarlison. And they put the line that the NBC Sports puts
not
out.
Not the official line.
I don't know if it was official or not. I have no idea. But NBC Sports, I got the tweet from NBC Sports, and it shows... who's the defender at the top? There's a defender at the top, top of the screen, and the line is not in front of the defender. It is behind the defender. So the offside line
is wrong.
Is wrong on that image, and Richarlison appears to be at least in line or behind the line.
In other words, onsides based on the defender that they magically have decided to forget.
Right. So,
are we sure this wasn't an Everton player?
I'm 100. I can bring it up and I can show everybody because I tweeted it the other day. But yes, okay. This was a.
Let's bing it, baby.
I tweeted. We didn't even got a bing.
Oh, you
got
to pull. You got to pull up your official.
I got the receipts, my dude. Okay. Let me show this right here. Okay. Let me bring up this line. So you should be able to see it here. It's a little tough to see from the
screen. Can you zoom in?
Let me see if I can do this easily.
Just there we go.
Oh, boy. This is a little tough.
You know what? Why don't you just save that image and pull the image up? Can you do that? Oh, whatever. That's actually good enough. Well, I can see
it. You can kind of tell there. But look, there's Richarlison. This is the defender here. The line is behind. So Richarlison is... probably.
I see the point you're making.
So the main thing is that this is inconclusive. You can't immediately just call offside based on this image right here because it's clearly wrong. The line is not behind the last defender. The line is not in front of the last defender.
That last defender is bending himself back. He's sort of leaning the top of his body back.
Yeah.
So is that, look, a terrible angle, by the way, but is that line in line with the only part of the last or the furthest ahead part of his body that could score. It looks like it is.
The defender's line?
Yes.
No, it's the line should be in front of the defender.
No. It should be in line with the furthest ahead part of his body that could score a goal.
Right.
And it, because his upper body is leaned behind the line, it looks like it's lined up with his hip or his shoulder.
But his foot is in front of the line.
Okay, well that is a part.
That's a part you can score.
In fact, it's the one that's suggested.
they highly recommend. When you look at the Premier League manual, it says score your feet. It's a pretty good suggestion.
I would like try that one first, you know. You probably want to make it bigger.
So this image is inconclusive and then the fact
Paulo Nelson said a croissant rant equals a crant. All right. I'm now all of a sudden much of a big fan of this whole crant thing.
So the main thing I guess we can sort out and Frank Lampard confirmed it was that the referee did not say that it was offside. So that's it. You can't make that argument anymore.
So we know for a fact it wasn't offside.
Correct. So what was the call? The decision.
So, if there is no offside, then the call is. Did that ball hit Rodri while his arm was in an unnatural position? Those two we have to say yes.
Yes.
But did it hit him in a part that counts as hitting his lower arm based on the dot line on the figure of the man going to the bathroom?
There's some sort of zone. I saw an image of it. I don't know.
It's essentially the sleeve.
The sleeve is pretty much the point.
Really stupid.
Why?
Because it should just be your arm.
Any part of your arm.
Your arm.
I mean, that's a little tougher.
Why? Then it's everyone. Everyone gets a red card for the ball in your arm.
Right.
Or at least a penalty or a foul. What are we talking about?
Well, because
more handballs isn't the issue.
No, look. This is to have the conversation of what a handball is a whole other. We could take a whole 2-3 hours discussing what we think a handball should be.
I don't know if you know this, but this is our job. I mean, the longer we do this, the better.
But look, I'm comfortable with the way the rules are now, which is outside of the silhouette, right? If an arm in an unnatural position, Rodri clearly has his arm in an unnatural position. He makes his body bigger to help control the ball. The ball does take a weird bounce. It bounces up and it hits him.
Is it possible? And look, we're getting a lot in the chat, and I want to go over what's going on in the chat. But is it possible that they felt that because of that weird bounce, he didn't have time to pull his arm back, so that it hitting his arm wasn't on purpose? He didn't move his arm to deter the direction the ball was heading, or to regain control of it. That it was in error, a weird bounce that it hit his arm. Is it possible that that's the case? That's why it's inconclusive.
No, I don't think. Because there's no ambiguity.
I'm glad I wasted so many words there for you to just go no.
No, there's no ambiguity. Ambiguity in if it hits your arm when your arm is in an unnatural position and you're inside the box, that is a penalty.
It is if it takes a weird deflection.
So if it deflects off another player and it hits your arm, that's understandable.
No, what if it's like kicked really hard at your foot and it bounces up and hits your arm? That's not considered a handball.
That's what I'm saying. So the same thing. If it hits one part of your body and then hits your arm, that is not a penalty. We all know that. We all accept that. But Rodri's trying to control the ball inside his box. It takes a bounce.
Yeah.
Hits him on the arm.
We've all been there, folks.
He knows he did something wrong, and I was watching clips of Manchester City fans reacting to it, and everybody's like, "Rodri, what have you done? What are you doing? Why would you do that?
Why would you do something that's completely illegal, dude?"
And literally, like, everybody was like, Manchester City fans were like, "It's a handball. It's a handball. Damn, we're gonna drop points. We're gonna drop points. Liverpool's gonna catch up." And then after the 2 minutes making the decision, they were like, "You know what? I kind of see it. It wasn't a handball. If you really think about it."
I mean, it wasn't his hand, right? So, like, why are we even doing this, guys? We should just go out and get drinks.
But then, so, and then after the game, and shouts to Frank Lampard because he kept it real. He was furious. He made the comment.
No, that man walked in knowing he was going to get fined.
He's like, give me the fine. Yo. Well, who wants to check?
He's like, another 1,000.
He basically said, he was like, my 3-year-old daughter can tell that was a handball.
Bro.
He said, if it's not incompetence, it's at best incompetence, and at worst, he didn't want to say corruption, but he was like, it has to be explained to me. That's all he said.
He's like, it rhymes with eruption.
What could he mean? Why are you so subtle and vague?
He's so vague, dude. It's such a broad statement. I want to read some of what's being said in here. Lampard that failed NYCFC player, stop it. RCAB. Jamal London said there was no logic for it. The only thing was that Stevie Wonder was on VAR duty. Shouts to Stevie Wonder. He also said there was no offside before the handball. The FA are going to have to apologize to Everton, which doesn't change anything.
Well, they did make a formal complaint. Everton did make a formal complaint, and that's literally what they asked for. They said, we would like a formal apology from the FA and the referee, because there's no excuse. I don't know how conclusive it was, like the stuff I heard after the game, that the referees did admit that it was a penalty. Who knows if that's true or not, but it's brutally obvious. The least you could have done was say it was offside so that you can at least cover your own ass and be right. Like, we couldn't have called it because there was an offside beforehand. But they didn't even do that. But
imagine you're sitting there as Frank Lampard, right? And you're watching this happen. You're like, why is this VAR taking so long? Everyone in the stadium saw it hit his arm. And they're like, oh, maybe it was because it was offside. And then the ref's like, no. No, that wasn't it. No, like, so what was it? Like, I don't know, but that wasn't it. You mean our only ability to get out of this?
And his main point, Lampard's main point, was how come he didn't go look at the screen just to confirm it? Like, VAR.
This has been our biggest point of contention.
We said this. This is why MLS.
Premier League. Needs to just go look at the screen. Why are you not going to look at the screen? Is it too much running?
You already took the 2 minutes. So you already stopped the game. You slowed the game down to listen to the VAR and what the VAR has to say. Go look at it. What the hell is the big deal?
It only costs you a few steps. Go look at the screen.
It's like, oh, no, my Fitbit is already, it's already burning. All right. I've already walked too many steps. It's absolutely absurd. If the referee goes to look at it and says, I don't think it's a penalty, at least he looked at it. At least there's some.
Then there's like, there's objectivity to it.
Why is the VAR saying to the referee? The VAR must be like, it's not.
If the guy in your ear or a girl in your ear is saying it's not conclusive, that's almost like, well, why don't you go look at it? No.
They do this in MLS all the time. They do this in international competitions all the time. Mm-hmm. Just look at it. What is this like? There's this like stubbornness in the Premier League with the referees are just like, no, we're like, they're trying to keep the order of like how the game was refereed past.
Which, by the way, if it's the whole thing of like, I don't want to delay the game, you're already doing it.
I don't.
The time you're standing there like this, just walk to the screen and look at it.
It's
buddy, take a break.
It's incomprehensible. It just it can't be that you have VAR and you don't use it. The VAR is the backup to the referee, the center referee. So the center referee should use VAR as a resource to help him or her make decisions. Why is this so complicated?
Here's where I could see the silver lining, and the chat is seeing the silver lining on this, and I love this. Joe Whitlock said, everyone needs to rock those 90 kits with the super huge sleeves. Kevin Martinez said, new tactic, start wearing long sleeves during the matches. I love long sleeve kits.
Right.
This is genius. You can't prove. You have no clue. Go ahead. I dare you to point at my weenus. You know what I mean? I dare you to point and find my weenus.
I just know I will report you if you touch it.
Yeah. I said point, buddy. I didn't say come near it. You have no clue where my inner elbow is.
Point at this doll where you think the ball hit.
Yeah. Show us where the weenus is on this doll. By the way, there is zero way where you could prove this stupid upper arm, lower arm.
Mm-hmm.
If you are wearing these big baggy long sleeves, so yo, bring them back. What's stopping you besides the fact that you put your partners have paid for the sponsorship from Everton going in the closet and just getting their 95 kit?
We need to have motion capture balls on all the players so that we know exactly when there's contact with
the ball. Look, they're wearing those stupid sports bras that track their GPS. We should have
I love how you call them stupid when they're like super useful.
All up and down their arms. And where the ball hits, it lights up. So now we know.
Aussie AB says, Seinfeld's puffy shirt for all the uniforms is great.
Jamal London said, VAR keeps exposing how bad the officiating is at the EPL, which brings us to our next point. If we're going to go on the assumption that what we're told is this was not an offside, he wouldn't look at the screen, but he was told it was inconclusive. If all that is true, then is what everybody with an Everton badge as their avatar on Twitter is tweeting immediately after the match. Is it possible that there is a level of corruption with the refereeing in the Premier League? Is it plausible?
My optimism is simply
what percentage would you give it from 0 to 100? 100 being guaranteed corruption.
Well, in this scenario, if we really try to flesh it out, why would you
Isn't
need
it
corruption?
Flesh it out.
Flesh it out. Flesh it out is toilets.
Yes, I don't think it's flesh it out.
I believe it's flesh it out. In the chat, let us know.
That doesn't sound right at all.
Why would there be? Manchester City has won the Premier League the last five times in the last 6 years or something like that.
This might not be a pro City thing. This might be an anti Everton thing.
I don't even see that either. I don't. Why can't they say that about Newcastle?
You're using
Watford,
logic. Here's what I asked for: a percentage. What percentage do you think? Not error.
Zero. I think it's incompetence. I think there's a huge ego and some fear when it comes to Premier League refereeing. They know everyone in the world is watching. They know there's a lot of pressure. They want to try to be as fair as possible, keep the game moving along. The center referee probably takes simply trusts the advice of the VAR. And says, all right, if they're not saying I should look at it, then I'm not going to look at it. That's my interpretation of it. I don't see anything more than that. But I think that is a huge, huge flaw. I think that is the huge problem. You're going to have every year since VAR was introduced in the Premier League, there's been two or three wildly ridiculous decisions like this.
So then get rid of it. If it's not helping you make every decision correctly, then why use it?
Get rid of this. Is what Premier League can fix if the center referee looks at the damn screen from time to time and get rid of the lines. You don't need the technology. It doesn't improve the game one bit. It happened in the League Cup final. How many offside calls that were Lukaku's his shoulder, yeah. The dude got big shoulders.
Yeah,
maybe
that's
all it's like.
It's not his fault.
But these other dudes need to be getting in the gym, I guess.
Oh, so I'm offside because he ain't swole?
Damn, how is that my problem, ref?
Wow, because my guy doesn't eat protein?
it's unnecessary. It doesn't make the game better or more fair. We've all been used to, before VAR, we were all used to, I was offside. I can't believe they called that. And that's just how it worked out sometimes. Arsene Wenger in his book mentioned this about with the introduction of VAR. He felt that there was, especially in France, he had dealt with so much corruption with refereeing that he was like, we need some sort of objective way to sort this out. But the technology of having the lines is like a step gone way too far. Other leagues, not every league uses it, and it doesn't seem to be very necessary because it's not, again, it's like everybody's always complaining about this, but it's like the frames that a camera can capture is not 100% accurate. And if by the naked eye,
there's no way to be 100% accurate.
And that's not what anyone,
unless there was some technology built into the actual pitch, Which brings me to the next point. Chris and I have started a business. That is, you know, imagine this whole show is for that.
But there are people who do this, 100% do that. Right. They're like, oh, you got a problem? I have a $2 million solution.
Yeah. It's funny you should say that because I got this idea that's going to cost you a gang of money. But I want to read some of the stuff in the chat. By the way, if you're hanging out with us, hit that like button, please. It certainly helps us out. Kevin Martinez said, I think the ref tried out for Everton and just didn't make it so that it was his chance for revenge. Okay, cool. So we're coming up with some really cool theories here, which I'm starting to like. Joey Gusto said, which is a great name, by the way, English football has done everything they could to undermine VAR. MLS runs VAR better than the Prem, and it's not even close. You got to give them 100%.
Yeah.
Mira, me gusto lo que tú estás diciendo, Joey. Whatchamacallit. PFC Manor said, 2018 World Cup was the test for VAR, and it went fine. It has everything to do with shit refs, which you would assume, right? These are computers, right? You're a computer nerd. You've heard this before, right?
Okay, well, I mean, you didn't insult me.
You've heard this before many times. Get out of our way, virgin. No. You're a computer nerd. So
how did they know?
I got to stop wearing this hat. You've heard this before. It's garbage in, garbage out. The computer is only as good as the information you put in it, mm-hmm. right? That you're going to get out of it. And I think the same thing is with VAR. Joe Whitlock said Adama Traore is still offside even though he's in Spain. Again, big shoulders. It's like it's small. He's too small, dude.
I cannot believe they keep calling it.
It's just really not helping Wolves out. Jamal London said the money involved in the Premier League is crazy to not have the best officials. We need the best officials from around the world. It ain't a VAR problem. It's the officiating. And now here's what I will say. The English really do love their league, huh? They really do put it at, and I mean, is it the best in the world? You got to give them that nod, but are they all, you're good enough to buy the best players in the world. Yeah. Now you want to start buying the best officials in the world? Who's making that transfer?
Yeah, I don't know if the transfer fees allow it.
You can't just ship in the best referees in the world, dude. Why don't you make them? Why you got all ref academies?
Those already exist.
8-year-olds blown whistles? The U8 refs. Oh,
the one thing I have heard is from a lot of from refs, I've heard that like they should, that a good thing about growing as a player is that you should referee. You should be a referee at like youth level, so you can.
Yeah, what are the odds refs would say that?
The same. It might be helpful.
It's like a comedian who's not getting booked a lot. It's like, dude, you gotta have time off, dude.
See, but this is, and it is interesting about like the shit ref commentary because. Premier League referees, the fact that I know their names, the fact that we know.
No, the fact that you know, like, they announce, like, fan blogs and fan accounts will say, oh, no, we've got Mike Dean. There's a history between. The fact that there's, like, that changes how you feel about a man. I couldn't name you one German ref. Flugenkugen, something. I might be able to hit it. You know what I mean? I might be able to make one.
I think that was Swedish. I don't know what you were trying to do there.
You don't know about that Swede ref that works in Bundesliga? I couldn't name you one French league on referee.
It's the best. Best league in the world. Let's just
Jean-Pierre.
Let's just accept like it is simply. It's the most, it's the wealthiest league in the world. I mean, that's without a doubt. So with that.
You know, recently there was a ranking put out that Ligue 1 is a higher in the power rankings for leagues than Premier League. Premier League is now number 2.
Oh, I don't know.
Behind Ligue 1.
I mean, but.
I didn't put this out.
TV contract and whatever. Look, the fact that,
I think it just means on the strength of the players that play there.
Oh, I mean, okay.
I also don't agree with it.
Feels wrong as well.
I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm letting you know that came out. And let's hear what Jamal London has to say. Jamal London said, we already bought in a foreign ref this season, Jared Gillett, this season from Australia. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, you can't just go around buying referees. I'm sure the referees want to be refs in the Premier League. That's same way players want to play in the
Right, right, right. It's a big deal.
You think they grow up with like posters on the wall of like Arsenal players getting red cards and like one day I'm gonna be that guy.
Cannot wait to ruin this young man's day.
You know, right now a child is being born that I will hand a red card to.
the general like issue, it's just like I said before, like the referees get so much publicity and notoriety, and it's probably also get a lot of hate, and they probably don't want to deal with it.
It's not a straight,
but there's
the one Dylan put the ref against.
The main thing is, if you want to make your job easier, the they've given you tools to make your job easier, and you're not using them. That's the huge, huge problem. And I don't understand. And it's only the Premier League that is doing this. You're allowing controversy to exist when there doesn't need to be any. And by not looking, by not having the referee look at the replay, you're putting yourself in a really, really bad position.
At the end of the day, it becomes not their decision, which is the stupidest thing you could do. Yeah. In this situation, you should be able to say, like, nah, I'll hold that. I made the decision that that wasn't an offside. I made the decision that that wasn't a handball. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You have to be able to put your stank on it. You know what I mean?
That's right. Mike Dean ain't putting enough stank on it.
Damn, yo. Zero stank, my G. What you think we're here for, Dean?
I'm like, rub Jesus, it. I'm up in here right now and I see no stank.
I'm experiencing zero stank. And honestly, at the end of the day, like, are you even the ref?
But look, this is the situation that Everton are in now. Which it's let me bring it up on screen.
Robert from LA said, Hernandez is a Spanish ref for La Liga. Real name. It can't be. I refuse to believe that someone named their child Hernandez.
That's so great.
You got to call him Hernie, right? Hernie. But
this is the dire situation that it puts Everton in. They are now only one point above relegation.
I asked a couple weeks ago, are Everton in a relegation battle? And the referee said, yeah, they are. But now I ask you, Newcastle seem to have kind of risen, right? They're kind of out of the relegation battle. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's between you, Burnley, Watford, and Norwich. Norwich seems like almost a lock to be relegated. Leeds, possibly?
Yeah. No, they let go of their manager.
How are you feeling about your chances? I want you to say, come the end of the season, Everton will be, say that sentence and then finish it.
They will.
Come the end of the season.
End of the season, Everton will be in the Premier League.
In what position?
I would say they're probably not going to get higher than 15th.
So you think that we'll play better from here on in?
Well, they played great against Manchester City. They really did. Yeah. I mean, it's Manchester City. They just lost to Tottenham. They played them well. It was really just an unfortunate bounce that led to the goal. But with decisions like this, it makes it even worse. That one point would have been huge.
It would have been massive.
Especially against Manchester City, because I didn't go into this game being like, we're going to win against Manchester City.
No.
But
you were like, hold on for your dear life.
But 80 minutes in, I'm like, holy shit, we're going to get a point off Manchester City. Let's do this. And
Manchester City agrees with you. You said Everton 15th. Here's the other issue that I found hilarious. Liverpool, for the first time in a very long time, was rooting for Everton.
That happened from time to time.
But for a long time, I haven't heard that. And these guys were like, no, you're screwing Everton. We screw Everton.
No, this was a... will they play better? Yes. I think Lampard has already shown that there's a better, he's getting more out of the players. Wobi's
playing incredible.
It's miraculous.
Yeah. So I actually think Wobi had a twin we didn't know about in a different league.
Van der Beek was incredible.
What's the latest on him? I know he was potentially caught a knock.
I don't know. I haven't heard any update. I think it was some, maybe hamstring or something like that, but I don't think it didn't seem like it was that serious.
Okay.
But Damari Gray coming back, when Yerry Mina comes back, I think that'll be enough to stay in the Premier League. After that, I mean, who knows? But it's just a terrible situation to be in. This is what sucks as an Everton fan. After going to Liverpool and hanging out with more Evertonians, it's like, and everybody always said this, they said, it's the hope that kills you.
Yeah, 100%.
You got us to 80 minutes, 0-0, and then give up a goal. But then the handball, That's like, yes, we're going to get a penalty. We might have an opportunity here to tie
this
up.
At the very least, yeah, you walk away with a draw.
And that would have been, it would have felt like a victory.
Release a DVD.
You know what I mean? I'm buying it. Put it on Blu-ray. Yeah, I'm on board.
I'm buying a laser disc player just for this joint.
But that hurt. It was a terrible way to lose a game, especially when it's unjustified.
So now Everton go up against Tottenham.
Yes.
You come to North London.
Dele Alli taking on his old team.
What are we, give me a prediction for this match. Because look, Arsenal's playing Watford. We've had a couple days off. I think we're going to beat Watford easily. I know Manchester City versus Manchester United is going to be a big one, but I'm now saying Everton. Is this going to build momentum for Everton, or is this going to be a down on your luck?
I think it's going to build momentum, and I also think Everton wins against Tottenham. I think we played Tottenham in the first game of the season, if I'm not mistaken, and we won, I think 1-0 or 2-0.
Totally two different clubs, two different managers.
Sure. I'm just saying. But I'm
like, you know what? Count it again.
I'm optimistic. I mean, I'm not. Tottenham, they just lost to Burnley, I believe.
Did they not just draw?
I think they.
Ooh, Manja Sandu, who we already gave credit to earlier today for how great he is at predicting, just said 3-1 Tottenham over Everton.
I don't see it. Alli is on loan. I don't think he can play. Oh, that's right.
He's not on loan.
He is on loan. It's like to buy, option to buy or whatever. Yeah, I don't think he can.
No, wasn't it like 40 mil?
No, it was if he reaches incentives. Oh, no. I think Dele Alli is.
No, Van de Beek is on loan.
Van de Beek is on loan.
Dele Alli was a straight purchase. He is now a full Everton
player.
Yeah,
I'm almost sure. I think he can play.
Oh, no, he will play. And he will be looking to boss in front of Antonio Conte.
He also has not bossed in any games.
No. Look, I don't think he will. I said he's looking to. Yeah.
He's considering it.
Just like, you know, if I suck in, I think I got abs. But no, I'm looking to improve the situation.
I do think this is a moment that could build, some confidence or at least some unity amongst Everton players to deal with that kind of, you know, absolute injustice together. I think will bring them closer and
a lot of big words. A lot of big words
lead to some better results.
The teams that you need to do poorly, you need Watford to lose to Arsenal. You're probably going to, Brentford versus Norwich City. Who cares? Norwich is out. Leeds versus Leicester City. You're going to need Leicester City to do their thing against Leeds to help you out.
Yeah.
And who else are you competing against here?
Burnley. Burnley has the same number of games in hand. So that is.
Well, they're going up against Chelsea.
Yeah, so they
new owners, which, by the way, you know, somebody messaged me and said, hey, so Abramovich is giving stewardship away. What do you think? And I said, I think here's the play. The UK government is trying to put pressure on Abramovich to be like, yo, call your boy. Tell him to stop with all the violence. You know what I mean?
Tell your mans. Chill out, bro.
Yo, you messing up my bag. You know what I mean? And guess what? It's happening.
Yeah, Abramovich is like
he's like, yo, I think I could do this.
Yeah.
Putin like, is his homie.
Yeah, but it's interesting because he's like,
but does Putin have any homies though?
Bro, right? I mean, somebody should have put a knife in his back a long time ago.
Bro, I don't know if you saw the video of his top spy. They had like a meeting that was televised, and his top spy got up. This guy's like super dangerous. Like he's just like a. This guy's a killer. Is this the top Russian spy in the world? And he's like, what we're doing, we may need to maybe just, I don't know, maybe give him a second chance at a thing. And then Putin was like, give him a second chance at what? And he was like, I think yes. And he goes, yes at what? And he goes, uh-huh, I think yes. And he goes, speak clearly. And the guy's like, and he basically immediately backtracked on everything he was trying to say.
Yeah.
Dude.
This dude is,
pure evil.
This is a monster.
Pure evil.
I mean, look, and it, you know, the incredible, like.
And I'm not making light of any of this.
No.
This is horrific.
The show of support for Ukraine has been incredible. Zinchenko and Mykolenko from Manchester City and Everton. Everybody holding Ukrainian
flags.
The player
from Atalanta lifting his shirt saying, no war in the Ukraine.
Yeah. It's
absolutely incredible.
I mean, obviously.
The people protesting in Russia, incredibly brave. You know, Klitschko, yeah. just hanging out with, you know, with guns, just ready to go. Right. That's the mayor, dude. When you run for political office, you don't think you're going to have to take up arms.
Yeah.
But my guy ready to go. And look, we are behind the Ukrainian people 100%. And if you are anywhere near Ukrainian business, help support, because a lot of those folks are sending money back home and are trying to get money back to those places. So if you know anyone that is doing that, please, please make sure you help them out. Crimson Pizza said, Russian John Wick. I mean, yeah, if John Wick was just painted red and had horns. RCAB said, Boreham Wood, so much fun they had with that team name. Are they hard to beat?
Oh, yeah, this is, Everton's playing. The FA Cup game is against Boreham Wood.
What is this? The kid just wrote a bit and jumped in the chat? But all right, now there's a point to it. Abramovich is just saying, hold the fort down for me till the war is over. Yeah, yeah. But hopefully he can get on the horn.
It's interesting because in the statement, a lot of people were mad about the statement that he put out to hand over stewardship to the trustees. But it's like
clearly written by a lawyer.
Yeah, but he didn't mention any conflict or anything that's going on. He's doing the, you know, I just run a little football team. I don't really know Putin like that.
How do I get my million? Stop. I don't know. I'm not talking about it. Yeah. He
literally, and it's like Putin is texting him at the same time while he's writing this. So
Trish Murphy also made a great point. Don't treat Russian businesses here poorly. Those people left for a reason. Yeah. Absolutely true. If you know someone who's Russian, don't.
My fiance and her family, her mom left. She's actually from the Ukraine before it was, when it was still part of
the breadbasket of the Soviet Union.
Right, it was Soviet Union. So and they left because persecution. You couldn't be Jewish there, right. And without dealing with a lot of like trouble, you had to hide the fact that you were Jewish.
So that's why her
family left. So there's a there's definitely a personal connection to this stuff. But like watching the news, this is all we see now, and it's like hearing these horror stories.
Anti-Russian stuff isn't needed right now. It's anti-Putin is what we need.
Right. And a lot of Russians are doing that exactly.
And shouts to all the ones that are protesting and trying to set up.
And it's interesting because there's been a lot of debate even now from FIFA, right? People want FIFA to remove Russia for any competition. The U.S. soccer just put out a statement saying that they're not going to play Russia in any competition, even at the youth level. This is the way. Look, if NATO can't go and help the Ukrainian people, the entire world has to put pressure on them in every single other facet. And
bro, I say take it one step further. I know we're freezing their funds, bro. Let's start spending their funds, dude. Bro, you know what'll piss Abramovich off if he sees me on his yacht, fam. Let me on his yacht. I guarantee you, he'll get on the phone with Putin, being like, "Yo, we need to end this now." He's getting Doritos everywhere, bro. You know how expensive that leather is? There's barbecue sauce all over the steering wheel.
People protest in different ways.
Yeah.
Okay. And Alexis,
I guarantee you, yo, you let me in a Speedo rubbing my butt cheeks all up and down on that leather. I guarantee you, within minutes, Putin's like, yo, I made a mistake. We need to end this right now. Yo, my boy's boat's getting tarnished. He's going to have to burn the thing.
Okay, look, it's quite
it's extreme
war.
Measures
it's
for
a,
sure.
The tactical warfare.
Yo, you got to think differently, bro. It ain't just about guns.
We've exhausted all other options.
Bro.
This is the best way to do this.
Bro, let me and my wife on that boat, and I'm going to be like, yo, Abramovich, there's some surfaces you might not want to touch.
Okay, we just got an update right now. So Joe Whitlock, Manager Sandu, and Jamal London all said FIFA and UEFA have just announced Russia and its pro teams are banned from competition.
Banned from the World Cup.
World Cup, but even the who's in
Nations League and all that?
Anybody still in Champions League or Europa League? Shakhtar Donetsk. That's probably a couple.
No, that's a Ukrainian.
Oh, that's Ukrainian.
I think actually Shakhtar was taken over.
Well, Shakhtar is in an area that I believe was taken over. But they even Shakhtar put up a post with the Ukrainian flag saying in support as well, which is probably also not really easy for them given the area that they're in.
I don't think there's any Russian clubs left.
Okay,
we gotta go. Well, Zenit might be in it.
Oh yeah, Zenit is in Europa.
So you're out. All right. We got a boogie. Listen, this was incredible. I think I helped solve a war.
Yeah. Yes. People, you put your suggestions in the suggestion box.
Right.
We'll go through them and we'll see what the best scenario is.
Listen, thank you for hanging out with us. If you haven't already, the women's team is out of the Euros as well. Mm. Yeah, this could have a lot of repercussions. Spartak Moscow gone. Yo, shouts to Jesus Medina.
CSKA Moscow.
CSKA Moscow. Yeah. He's out there being like, what's going on?
I've made a huge mistake.
Listen, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We got to run because they need the space here. But hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. It mean the world to us. And we're doing a little pre-show for all of our members, which used to be like the Twitch subscription option.
Exactly.
So if you want to hang out with us a little bit before we go live,
join on YouTube, or you can watch, join on Patreon as well, patreon.com/soccercooligans.
Join on Patreon because you'll get the content anyway.
Exactly. So feel free to join. We've already had a ton of people join and support. We just did the NoCap recap, our first one on Patreon.
Which is our Patreon exclusive podcast where we tell all the truths.
Exactly. So we explain kind of like what happened at Fubo TV and the whole process and stuff like that. So that was all to our exclusive members. So you can watch that. You can get the audio or the video of that as well on Patreon. So please join patreon.com/soccercooligans. So again, shouts to OS for letting us use the space. It's a dope gaming space that you can check out.
Said the assistants are coming back from lunch break. They need to give their space back. Yeah, sorry, the reception desk needs to be used for this tall building.
You know what? And in all this, I forgot to use the wide angle. Look, this is not a reception area.
Yeah, no. There's a really cool space. There's a little Pac-Man machine here. There's a bunch of cool stuff. There's a Connect 4. We love you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. If you are in New York, come hang out at OSNYC. It's a really dope space. Incredible drinks. Incredible, incredible cocktails.
Have a drink. Play a game. Play some Nintendo Switch or PS5.
Right. And if you see us, remember, we don't play no games.
Okay.
All right. Peace.
All right. Take care, everybody. Peace.